Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Big Interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeo and this is Sokala Duma Radio. Well, in this episode of The Big Interview, we speak to former Mamelodi Sundowns defender Thabo Ntete about his medal that he won last season during the league winning run that Mamelodi Sundowns had. He has some interesting thoughts about that and the fact that he doesn't really have any attachment to that league title because he didn't really participate at that. He also has some interesting thoughts about Bloemfontein Celtic and their current struggle. So enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Before we get into it though, don't forget to grab yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper. It's out on Wednesday for only 3 rand 90 cents. Don't miss out on all that great content. Thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio, Thabo. Well, you've already had a new coach in Eric Tinkler and he's had a couple of games. What we want to find out from you at the beginning is what was the nature of the first team talk that you had with coach Eric Tinkler?
The first talk that we had, before the session, he told us that, the team that is sitting in front of him is a very good team. He has been following us, watching our game, and we didn't have luck, because we were creating chances for us to score the goal. So just that we didn't have luck to score. But the first talk that he had, that's what I'm saying, is that he told us that how good we are, making sure that we realize our potential and before he can start working with us. So that's what he started, saying before he can work, having certain things.
You seem to have struck a very good partnership with Unsa Biyumva. Tell me a little bit about that. And seemingly, it looks like the back four now is more stable because the first match that you played against Celtic in the league, you lost 2-0. The next game, there was a shift in the back four. And then the next game, again, there was a shift in the back four. Now, for the past three games, there's the same personnel in the back four. What kind of relationship do you have with your fellow defenders, the likes of Utlolane and Nsabi Yumva?
Yeah, it's so, to understand each other also and our weaknesses and our strengths as much as we play more often at the back, the four of us, especially at the back. And, I think by the time we play more against each other, that's when we will know each other and very well. And that's when we will, I think, get well and, get motivated and not conceding goals. That's our major, our major target, especially at the back. Because when you concede, it's either goalkeepers and the back four. So for us, not to concede in the past two games is very positive for us, and we want to build on that. And like I said, the more we play against each other, that's when we know each other. And now I've been playing with Freddie for a couple of games now, and I think he understands me and I understand him. So I think the coach wants us to know each other very well and to have the first 11 that he thinks that it will do the work for the team. So we all try, to present the team very well, but it's up to the coach who we choose to go out there and start with. But we all looking forward to, to having a good season at the end of the season, seeing us on top of the end of the season. So it's not going to be easy, but we just need to, be patient, and we do have quite a lot of youngsters in the team that needs to, to be guided in a proper way, but they do have talent in the team.
Another area of concern with the team, Thabo, and I'm sure you would know this as well because of your experience, that a team needs goals. The team is not scoring goals, and one of the things that is notable is the fact that largely at the beginning of the season, for the first four games, you were playing number 10s as strikers. So you would use Andile Mbenyane, Kurt Lentjes, Ruzek Khamaldeen. So, does it not call for the team to look out in the market and find a proper number 9? Because they've scored only four goals in 6 matches.
I don't believe that. I think we do have players who can do that. It's just I think we haven't clicked yet as a team. And, you know, where we bank goals, right, left, and center. I think now we just need to work against each other and believe in ourselves. And I think results will come in that way.
And the fans were not happy when there was an announcement that Coach Dentens Malisela would not be at the team. What did that, how much of an impact did that have on the team, seeing the fans marching to the training grounds of the team, the offices of the team? How much of an impact, if any, did that have on the team?
I'll speak for myself. For me, I think when that came to hear that Coach Dad is no longer with us, I fell down, because, you know, I think as a team we were getting there. It's just that we haven't won a game with him the time when he was here. But I think we were getting there, and the management, they decided otherwise. And as players, you know, when that decision happens, I mean, we can only wish him well wherever he goes. And there's nothing we can do, but I was not okay with it, and it's not a good feeling, because you tend to think, you failed the coach in that way. That's why he's no longer with us. You know, so it was not a good thing to feel going, but we had to, you know, to be here and try to stay and see who's coming and work with them going forward. Mm. So now Coach Tinkler is here. We also hate him. Yeah, I mean, he's a good coach. He's also, you know, trying to make sure the team is doing well.
All right. And at the beginning of the season, you believed when you signed for Chipa that it's a team good enough to win silverware at some point this season. Do you still hold that belief, considering that you're at number 14 now?
Yeah, I do believe. I do believe we can have a major trophy this season. And only if we can, you know, utilize our chances that we created in the games, and I think we can risk that, you know, and put the team at where it belongs.
All right, and then we'll touch on a bit now about your stay at Mamelodi Sundowns, but the last one that a lot of fans are anxious always about, especially when the team is lingering around at the bottom there, is that would they still see you with the club if by any chance Chipa United were to go to the National First Division? Would you stay with the club?
Come again.
So if it were to happen that by any chance Chipa United were to be relegated, would they still see you in the colours of Chipa United?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And then we move right along then to a little bit more about the Yellow Brigade that you once played for. You've now exceeded the amount of games that you played last season already. Do you feel like you are happier and you are in a much better mental space now that you're playing?
Yes, I'm happy that I've been playing, but I'm not quite happy with how I've been, you know, I'm playing out there for the team, so because I think I know how good I can be, especially when I have the confidence and I'm trying, and the team is also helping me to, you know, to be there, to be in a good shape, especially for the game. And the coach is also motivating me, and I think I can add a little bit more of a work, and so that I can help the team.
All right. And what were the reasons behind you not getting as much game time last season at Mamelodi Sundowns, considering now that you've already doubled the amount of time that you've spent on the pitch already this season than the whole of last season?
I really don't know.
So that's the answer. And no steps were taken try and understand why.
No, nothing. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know why, because there was no communication, so I don't know.
There was no communication from both parties, you and the coaching staff. Was there at any point where you felt perhaps that you need to take the initiative and speak to them about the reason why you're not playing?
No, there was. I think on that, I don't want to go too much, because things happened, and like I'm saying, but really, I don't know why. I was not being part of the team for that long, understanding where I'm competing with good players on the position. But again, I think it was not easy for the coach to change, because the team was doing well and we ended up winning the league. So it was not easy for the coach to change the team.
Mm. And did you feel any kind of way, was it awkward for you to accept the winner's medal for the league, knowing that you didn't really contribute much on the field?
The what? Sorry?
Did you feel any sense of awkwardness when you were given the medal as the league winner, knowing that you didn't really play much?
Yeah, you really don't feel that medal, because you know exactly that you never contributed. So for me, that medal is just there. But I'm not proud of it, to be honest with you.
That's understandable. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Then later in October, you're coming up against Mamelodi Sundowns. Is that a match that you approach with any sense of personal grudge?
No. I just have to approach that game as any other game. No, we're playing against a good team. So, you just want to uplift your performance and make sure you help the team. So that's what I'm looking forward for that game. But we still have to, before we get the points for the team, because we still have to play other games, so that we can be motivated going forward.
All right. And before we move on to, about regarding Mamelodi Sundowns, before we move on, because I do want us to touch on Celtic as well. Before we move on, what were some of the highlights, perhaps, when you look back at Mamelodi Sundowns? You were a CAF Champions League winner, you are a league winner. What were your highlights and how do you look back at your time spent there?
Yeah, obviously, just to be a Champions League, that was one of the best. And I'm quite excited that I contributed. And the league that we won while I was still there, that's one of the highlights. And the Telkom, the NetBank, the games that we were playing, it was quite exciting, and I was feeling that I'm playing my best games ever. So I'm very excited for that chance that I got from Coach Peter and the president. So I was quite excited. I'm very happy with the contribution, and I don't have trash that I left with any bad feelings, but I think I've done my part.
All right. And then your club, your former club that you captained, Bloemfontein Celtic, is currently embroiled in an ownership challenge and financial challenges as well. What would be the message that you have for the fans, knowing Siwelele and having been with them at the foundation of your career? What would you say to the fans?
The fans of Celtic, I think everyone in the country knows how passionate are they with the team. So my wish is, I don't want to see Celtics, having an owner outside from Bloemfontein or Bloemfontein Celtics leaving the city Bloemfontein. So I really want to see it staying in Bloemfontein. If the chairman, Nes Kabalala, sell it to someone else, someone from Bloemfontein, I think Celtics will struggle. They will have to leave Bloemfontein with the passion that they have, and that's my hometown. So I want to see them shining and keep on doing well. And what they are doing now is quite exciting, and I'm very happy for them.
And you pretty much have answered my next question about the relocation there. Lastly, when you think about it, when you guys first played the first league match of the season, you as Chipa United, you played against Celtic, and at that time, even there was a situation about payment and a potential strike, but somehow they pulled through and they managed to defeat Chipa United 2-0. How difficult do you think it is for players to play without being paid?
It's very difficult, because you're playing against a team that has not been playing training actually, and the team that comes to that game, that if anything happens, they are okay. So it's quite not easy, as your opponent Celtics. So because they were everywhere, so it was not easy for us to handle. So they just played, and they played well against us. I mean, we lost the game, and for us to have that penalty also, it was because of the pressure that we had coming from them. And but knowing that when we play against Celtics home at their backyard, and it's not easy to change. So it doesn't matter if they didn't play for 2 days or how many days, but it's not easy because it's a team that has no pressure on. So and you tend to, you know, to lose that game, and that's what happens against us.
All right, Thabo, we thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I certainly did. And before I let you go, I'd like to remind you that we have a lot of Sokala Duma episodes from the past. One of them is an interesting one I had with Dr. Khumalo for the SportPesa Sit Down with Dog, where he speaks about the fact that Bafana Bafana matches should be rotated to other venues as opposed to only being played at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. What are your thoughts on that? Go and download that copy. Thank you very much for listening once again.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.